I suspect that as much as anyone here, I thank God for all the ministers of our church. I thank God for the Hammond Baptist Grade School. I love to go down there. I don't very often, but I love to go down and walk in the halls. And can you hear quietness? You can there. And hear the quietness. No rowdy behavior. In fact, nobody can even talk in the hall. I said, good morning. Mr. Godwin got three tallies one day. You can't talk in the hall. I didn't like it. I enjoy going into the classes and watching the children as they stand. Anytime an adult walks in the class, a classroom, the children stand and respect. And I like that. One of our classrooms has the ballroom beside it, and to get the ballroom, you have to go through the classroom. And one day, a plumber came to work in the boiler room. He walked in the class, and all the kids jumped up, scared the fellow out of 3 years' growth. But I thank God for Hammond Baptist Grade School. No one could be more grateful than I. I thank God for the high school. I'll be quite frank with you. In the next 2 weeks, we will have sold Hammond Baptist High School building. And I hate the people that are buying it from me. I hate anybody that buys that building. Of course, I'm just kidding, but it's a very sacred place. And I hate to leave it. Every time I go out there, I cry. Looking at our kids, I say, oh, brother, what a failure I've been. And I cry. But every time I go to the school, I rejoice. And I thank God for the Hammond Baptist High School. To me, I've never seen any school become a unit as quickly as did the Hammond Baptist High School. I thank God for our bus ministry. That big building over there on Sheffield Street and over 100 buses. To me, one of the funniest things ever told is what they're telling about Dr. John Rawlins and us. Said, did you hear Dr. John Rawlins has a bus ministry about the size of ours, maybe a little larger. And he goes far and near to gather his prospects, and we go far and near to gather ours. And around the country, the rumor has it that one of his Sunday school buses collided with one of our Sunday school buses in Georgia. But I thank God for the bus ministry. I thank God for the rescue mission and the work there. I never drive by at night, late at night. I thank God that there's a place where men who've gone into sin can sleep, eat, hear the gospel taught or preached once a day and the Bible taught once a day. I thank God for the rescue mission. I thank God for our radio ministry. Now almost 70 stations across the country, Let's Go Soul Winning is heard. I'm excited about Baptist City. Man alive. Nothing like it in the world, as far as I know. The buildings are going up, and the college building is, within just a couple of weeks of being completed. The furniture for the dormitory is being ordered. Dormitories are going up. The gymnasium is going to be something tremendous. We have a basket on each end and all them things. I mean, it's just going to be just like they have downtown, you know. I mean, it's going to be something. And I rejoice in all the work here. Now, you know what the secret is? Huh? The secret, and I just called a few of our ministers here, but the secret is the old church has got to stay healthy. It's got to. If the church goes, the grade school goes. The church goes, the high school goes. Church goes, Baptist City goes. If the church goes, the mission goes. If the church goes, the bus ministry goes.